device. However, there are two major problems associated with the current diagnostic process. First of all, the differential diagnosis of pancreatic cancer is often based on non-specific symptoms, and subsequently, many non-cancer patients are required to undergo an otherwise unnecessary invasive investigation. And secondly, as with most diseases, the diagnostic process is initiated upon presentation. However, for pancreatic cancer, over 75% of all patients will have already developed inoperable disease and will therefore have a very poor prognosis.